anything with an X next to it means that you have not turned it in.
The school day starts in the morning in a tidy mobile home in South Anchorage where Elisa Yepes Orhel lives with her husband and their four kids. Vanessa, a fourth grader at Klatt Elementary, is sitting in front of a laptop at the kitchen table as her teacher tells her what assignments she still needs to do.
Nope, that's object. Nope, go back out. That's not the one.
From the other end of the table comes the sounds of a first grade class. Her younger brother, Manuel Isaac, is learning virtually how to read, but he's not saying the letters along with the rest of the class. And next to him is sixth grader Cassandra, who's helping her younger siblings and also on another laptop catching up with her own work.
I am doing missing assignments that I haven't turned in.
Their mom, Yepes Orhel, is standing nearby and keeping her youngest daughter, who's too occupied, by pointing to a bead with a smiley face on it and trying to teach her some words.
Happy face. Happy face.
This is what weekday mornings have sounded like for the past couple months at Yepes Orhel's home. It usually goes on like this for a few hours before they all pack up in the afternoon and head to the family's Mexican restaurant, where their dad has been at work since the morning. Yepes Orhel says she's exhausted, and she's worried. She can sum up her recent weeks in just a few words.
But because it's muy difícil.
Across the Anchorage School District, thousands of families, including hers, are entering their third month of online learning because of the coronavirus pandemic. And they each have their own story, with their own new challenges and strains. For Yepes Orhel, online learning, it means a new daily routine. Hers starts around 8 a.m. with breakfast and her kids' online classes, and ends around 2 a.m. when she closes down the family's restaurant.
Pues por ahora pienso que estoy muy estresada.
Lillian Montoya, who works nearby at the Alaska Literacy Program, where Yepes Orhel took English classes, helps translate.
From now, she said there's a lot of stress, you know, working, school, kids, mother, worker. It's a lot of stress on her, and it's difficult.
Yepes Orhel says she's most afraid of her kids falling behind in school, especially her six-year-old son, who has a speech delay and is in occupational therapy for his motor skills. She says he refuses to participate in online lessons, and it's hard for her to help him because she doesn't always know what the teacher is saying.
Sometimes I understand, but it's hard for me to explain my son.
And on top of that, she and her husband are simultaneously trying to run their new business, Pedro's Mexican Grill. Yepes Orhel moved to Anchorage from Mexico about 7 years ago, and her husband came to Alaska as a teenager. They opened the restaurant in August 2019, describing it as a lifelong dream. And at first, it went well. But since the pandemic started, they had to let go of their only two employees.
One day, they only make $7.
Yepes Orhel says money is tight, but they're trying to make it work. Without staff, she and her husband take all of the orders and do all of the cooking and the cleaning. Their kids finish their schoolwork in the restaurant's booths in the afternoon. Yepes Orhel says they often can't focus.
Pero la mayoría del tiempo, pues tengo que traerlos.
Now she needs to bring the kids with her to the restaurant, and it's really hard for them to concentrate because it's noisy.
But Yepes Orhel says she doesn't have another solution right now. There's no extra money for tutors or for childcare. While she worries about the coronavirus, she says she's still looking forward to her son going back into the classroom next month under the Anchorage School District's plan. And she hopes he hasn't fallen too far behind. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.